Okay, so picture this. You're prepping for this big meeting on like European religious demographics. You know, maybe it's for some new product launch or an expansion strategy, who knows? And bam, you open your briefing and surprise, Austria is no longer majority Catholic. Right. Talk about a curveball. We like to stay ahead of the trends here on the Deep Dive, but I gotta say, this one kind of snuck up on us. So to help us all get up to speed, today we are taking a deep dive into a blog post that is, well, it's making waves. It's by Clemens Lynchinger. He's an Austrian humanist writer, which basically means he emphasizes reason and ethics over traditional religious doctrine. His article, get this, it's titled "Katholische Kirche hat die Mehrheit in Österreich verloren," which, if you don't speak German, translates to "The Catholic Church has lost its majority in Austria." It dropped just a few days ago on September 23rd, 2024. And let me tell you, this guy is fired up.
He's not pulling any punches with that title, that's for sure.
Not at all. And you know what? He's got some points. Lynchinger starts by like dropping this bombshell. Catholicism in Austria dipped below 50% this past summer. This isn't just, you know, a blip on the radar. This is a seismic shift to the country's identity.
He's absolutely right. Austria has been deeply Catholic for centuries. I mean, it's practically woven into their, you know, cultural fabric. We are seeing this wave of secularization across Europe, no doubt. But the speed and magnitude in Austria, that's unprecedented.
And get this, Lynchinger is calling out the Austrian media for barely even mentioning it. He thinks they're either ignoring it or downplaying it, hinting at a possible media bias.
Really?
Yeah, it really makes you think, what else might they be overlooking?
That's a fascinating observation and one worth unpacking. Like, who controls the narrative and why? This hints at a deeper issue. It's not just about changing demographics, but about how those changes are being presented or not presented, you know, and what kind of impact that might have on public perception.
Exactly. And Lynchinger backs up his claims with hard data from Stats Austria. He shows this dramatic decline in Catholicism from a staggering 89% in 1951 to under 50% now. Yeah, that's a huge drop in just over 70 years.
It's a staggering statistic when you think about it. To go from nearly 9 out of 10 people identifying as Catholic to less than half in a single lifetime, that speaks volumes about how much Austria's social and cultural landscape is transforming.
Now, Lynchinger knows some people might say Austrians are leaving the church just to avoid paying the Kirchenbeitrag. That's the church tax in Austria, and it's a whole other can of
It
worms.
really is. We should probably explain that a bit further for our listeners. Basically, the Kirchenbeitrag is a tax levied on, you know, registered members of certain churches in Austria. It's used to finance the church's activities, but as you can imagine, it's a real point of contention for many.
For sure. And Lynchinger calls that argument a cop-out. He points out that there are, you know, tax breaks and even financial aid for those who genuinely can't afford the Kirchenbeitrag. He's arguing it's not about money. It's something deeper.
He's suggesting that using the Kirchenbeitrag as like the main reason for leaving the church might be a way to avoid confronting, you know, potentially bigger disagreements with the church's doctrines or practices. It's a clever way to preempt a common counterargument and strengthen his own position.
He's definitely not pulling any punches. Speaking of money, though, Lynchinger gets into some pretty shocking facts about church finances in Austria. Get this, Austria is still paying millions of euros each year in reparations for property seized from the church during the Nazi era.
This opens up like a whole other dimension to the discussion, right? Touching upon this complex legacy of historical injustices and how societies grapple with reparations. I mean, it kind of makes you think, right? It's almost like he's saying, look, not only is the Catholic Church losing its hold on the Austrian people, but it's also still reaping the financial benefits of past injustices. It's definitely a provocative connection to make.
Definitely. And he doesn't stop there. Lynchinger ends his post with this like really powerful point. The non-religious population in Austria has now hit 32% and shows no signs of slowing down. He even like links to a more in-depth analysis by Blas Barani from the Humanist Association, just in case you wanted to really go down the rabbit hole.
Which, let's be honest, we always do.
Always.
But it just goes to show this isn't just about one like religion declining. This is about the rise of secularism as a whole, and not just in Austria. This is a trend we're seeing across Europe, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And Lynchinger clearly sees this as a turning point for Auste. He even throws in a link for, get this, online church withdrawal at the end,
yeah,
just in case any of his readers are feeling, you know, inspired. Talk about a call to action.
That's actually quite clever. He's not just like presenting information here. He's actively advocating for a more secular Austria. This isn't just some academic exercise for him. This is about prompting people to rethink the role of religion in their lives and in their society as a whole.
He's basically saying, hey, if you agree with me, here's how you can actually do something about it. Bold move, Lenschinger. So with all of that said, what does this actually mean for our listener who's, you know, got that big meeting coming up?
Well, for starters, I think it challenges some pretty common assumptions about Austria, right? It's easy to fall into the trap of relying on outdated information, especially when it comes to cultural and religious landscapes. This deep dive into Lenschinger's blog post, it reminds us that these landscapes are constantly shifting. And to truly understand a place, you have to be willing to dig beneath the surface.
It's like we always say, sometimes the most important information is the information you didn't even know you were missing. Lenschinger is basically handing you a whole new lens through which to view Austria, its history, its politics, its social fabric.
Precisely. It's not just about, you know, knowing the numbers anymore. It's about understanding the why behind the numbers. Why has Catholicism declined so dramatically in Austria? What are the social, cultural, even economic factors at play? And how might these changes influence the country's future?
It's like Lenschinger says that Kirchenbeitrag, as contentious as it is, might just be like a symptom of a much larger conversation happening in Austria right now, a conversation about individual freedom, about the role of tradition in modern society, and about what it really means to be Austrian in the 21st century.
And to bring it back to our listener, having even a basic understanding of these, you know, shifting dynamics can be incredibly valuable, whether they're launching a product, negotiating a deal, or even just trying to have a more, you know, nuanced conversation. It's about demonstrating cultural awareness, showing that you're paying attention to the forces shaping the world around you.
Absolutely. Now, I can't help but wonder if Austria's religious landscape is changing so rapidly. What does that mean for the future of the Catholic Church, both in Austria and beyond?
That's the million-euro question, isn't it? Lenschinger certainly seems to think this trend, you know, away from traditional religion, it's here to stay. And frankly, the data seems to back him up.
It's definitely giving a lot of people food for thought.
It is. And it, you know, it goes beyond just Austria. This is a conversation that's happening across Europe and really around the world. Societies are changing, values are evolving, and the way people connect with spirituality, well, it's becoming more diverse.
So where does that leave someone who's, you know, trying to understand these shifts, especially in the context of something like, say, our listeners' big meeting? It's not like you can sum up all these complexities in a single PowerPoint slide.
You're right. It's not about having all the answers. It's more about, you know, demonstrating that you're asking the right questions. It's about acknowledging that things are changing and being open to learning more about how those changes are impacting different cultures and societies.
It's like reading the room, so to speak.
Yeah.
Even if that room is, you know, the conference table in a boardroom thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
Exactly. And sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is simply demonstrate a willingness to listen and learn, to acknowledge that your understanding of a place might be incomplete, that there might be nuances you're not aware of, you know? That kind of humility can go a long way, especially in a world that often values, you know, quick judgments and easy answers.
It's like we always say here on The Deep Dive, sometimes the most valuable thing you come away with is a whole new set of questions. Mm-hmm. And in this case, I think Lenschinger has given us a lot to think about when it comes to Austria, religion, and the changing face of Europe.
He certainly has. It'll be fascinating to see how this story unfolds in the coming years, both in Austria and beyond. One thing's for sure, we'll be keeping a close eye on it.
Absolutely. So the next time you see Austria on your agenda, remember, there's more to this story than meets the eye. Dig a little deeper, ask those tough questions, and you might just uncover something truly insightful. Until next time, happy diving.